be controlled is very painful. What I am telling? In this world, to be controlled is very painful. We don't want to be controlled by anyone. We want to be free. But it is a very wonderful thing that we want or not, we are all controlled by Maya. We are bound to die. We are bound to take birth. We don't want to be old. But we become old. When we are young, it may be that some hair will be white. No? Then what we do? Oh, take it off. But when most of the hairs are become white, then what to do? When we are young, our teeth are so beautiful. But when we will become old, gradually they will
fall out.
In our young age, our eyes are so beautiful and so powerful. But when we will grow old, then we will be controlled by old days. We are bound to be controlled. Then we will have to take help of glass. And even more old days, glass cannot help. We don't want to be old, but we are bound to be old. We don't want to die, but we die. Who is controlling? Anyone is controlling, but we don't want to be controlled. Some person, boys don't want to be controlled by their parents. So when they finish their studies and they work so hard to become free, they don't want to be controlled by their parents. They say, they do any job and they live alone. Also they don't want to marry, because ladies know that if I am going to do marriage, then I will have to be controlled by male persons. So why should I marry? I shouldn't marry. And also in the same way, the boys, they don't want to be controlled. So they think that if I will marry, then I will have to support and nourish my children and my wife, and then I will be controlled. So anyone in this world don't want to be controlled. But there is a very good place, atmosphere, where to be controlled is so love and affection, and so makes it so happy. You know that children, they want to be with their parents, especially with their mother. When mother is gone here and there, what the baby will do? He will be fight for her, for his mother. So there is a space where to be controlled is so happy, so what? Anandadaya.
Blissful.
Blissful. that even the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants to be controlled by love and affection. Anyone, all wants to have love and affection, because this is the nature of all the souls, to feel happiness. In this world there is no happiness. In taking some tasteful things, preparations, we feel sometimes happiness. Sometimes we feel happiness in taking what?
Wine.
Sometimes so many things, but this happiness is not happiness. Why? We see that these things cannot give any happiness, any bliss in life. If to take wine is happiness, then always take wine, and then you will see that you will die very soon. If to take very delicious foods, so good preparation of meat and everything, if it is so blissful, then take and you should die. You will be too old. We don't know the meaning of meat. What is the meaning of meat? M-E-A-T means me, eat. I saw today when I was in walking that some person taking some sticks and giving it water, quickly doing like this. And if the fishes used to come and then very, very happy. But they don't know to whom they are going to eat, they will eat next person. So all the things have reactions in this world. Like this, or if this having some reaction. So if you are taking them, they will take you. If you are giving pain to others, they will give pain to you. So in this world, the controlling is a very painful control. But in Vaikuntha, in Goloka Vrindavan, or to be controlled is so blissful, so blissful. You cannot imagine from this world. Like, there is always love and affection, full of love and affection. And that is why we want love and affection. In Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he wants to be defeated by and controlled by Srimati Radhika. Who is Radhika? Embodiment of love and affection. If a man is not in good term to you, and if he is giving anything to you, can you take it? You cannot take it. But a man is so favorable to you, and he has so much love and affection to you, and he gives one what?
Slap
in the cheek. He becomes so happy. Why? You are not understanding? How to make her understand?
Like, Juba ka Juba diya hai, bolle then thala.
So much love and affection. I give you one slap.
A slap of love and affection.
She says she would slap back.
That is there. There is nothing to control. Everything is controlled by love and affection. So Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of God himself, wants to be controlled by love and affection. Let's have an example that both anyone was, some persons were playing some game, and they promised that if you will be defeated, you will have to pay something. And on this, they were playing game. That promise was that if I will defeat, I will take something. And if you will defeat, then I will have to pay something. Krishna and Srimati Radhika were playing games. Krishna told that if I will defeat, you will have to pay something. Krishna told you, what something? I will take your whole love and affection. So here defeating is how much blissful. So in that
realm.
Everything is blissful. It begins from Guru Tattva. A disciple takes the shelter of Guru, and Guru there controls. But in this control, what is there? All wants to be controlled by Guru. Why? There is something blissful. So, there in Krishna Lok, in Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan, everything controlled is so high that you cannot imagine from here. Krishna is defeated by his friends. In wrestling, two persons are wrestling, and one, if is in India, if anyone makes any other person and he
touches feet with earth,
this back is on earth, then he is defeated. So Siddham defeated Krishna. But Krishna was smiling. Siddham told them, why you are smiling? Then Krishna is telling them, I have defeated you. But Siddham is telling them, I have defeated you. Krishna told them, how you have defeated me? Because I have given your this back on earth. So I have defeated you. And I am on you. I have defeated you. But Krishna told that I have defeated you because your nose is
down,
my nose is up. So Krishna is so smiling. So they are defeating. To be defeated is so blissful. You cannot imagine from this one. So first we'll have to learn all this to be controlled by Gurudev. It will make a way to be blissful, to go in the realm of love and affection. In this world, there is no love and affection at all. So we always are in pain, in suffering. But there is a space where there is nothing painful, suffering and anything. No death, no birth. No old age, nothing. Very beautiful shape always. No change, no old age, nothing. There is no one cheaters. There are no liars. Nothing. They are all to give love and affection. Nothing to take there. like this, nothing. Malli, giving. And it begins from where? In this sphere, when disciple gets everything to Gurudev, and Gurudev gives his whole wealth, that is love and affection. So their control, to be controlled is so high thing, to have these things. So don't fear. I was also like this. I never wanted to be controlled by anyone. But when I was controlled by my Gurudev, oh, I was changed totally, totally changed. And now I think that, oh, I want to be controlled by my Gurudev, by Rukmanjari, by Lalita Sakhi, I want to be controlled. Because Krishna wants to be controlled by Lalita, and Lalita controls Krishna and Radha both. So I gave this name to you, to control Krishna also. Do you want to control? So this control, controlling is called in this world what?
Bondage.
Saranagati. Saranagati is called Shraddha. The first manifestation of Shraddha is Saranagati. You have Shraddha. Shraddha, you know?
Faith.
What is the symptoms of faith? Whether you are Saranagat to Gurudev or Krishna or not. So six symptoms will come in Saranagat. Those who have Shraddha, those who have faith. Faith to Gurudev, faith to devotees, faith to Krishna. From here this bliss begins. And then from Shraddha, Nishtha will come. From Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, and Mood. And then at last it will come love and affection. This Shraddha, that is to serve Krishna, the tendency, the desire to serve Krishna, this is the main
seed
of bhakti. And it begins from Saranagati. And Saranagati takes that devotee to the door of
bhakti.
And then bhakti. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, padashivanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasham, sakham, atmanirvesham. To serve Gurudev, how blissful. Why you went to take me from there with car? Why? Why you could not send anyone, any of the boys? Why you could not send?
Why you can't send?
I want to see your Bible.
Oh. Then if you are thinking so much bliss and love and affection here to serve Gurudev, then how much blissful it will be in that realm to serve the message, feet of Krishna. The feet of Krishna is love and affection embodiment. If you touch, your life will be successful. So if you want all these things, anyone, then they should chant. What chant?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram, Hare Hare.
And then love and affection will come automatically. And it will fulfill everything. Your life will be then love and affection. This is our preaching things. Gaur Pramanande. Okay? Very dhire koi ek kripa. heart is full of joy. No? And when it is
overflowing,
saturated or overflooded, moods want to come out of heart. So that thing, mood, is called
song.
If there is suffering, sorrows, or song will not come. If there is suffering, sorrows, and if you can sing at that time the glories of Supreme Personality of God, it may be that your suffering and everything will be satisfied, subside. But when you are overjoyed, how? Anything worldly also. But there are temporal, these are temporal. But when transcendental, overwhelmed, or bliss will come here, then it will not be confined here. So it will break.
Break open the heart.
And it will come out in a term of song. Beautiful song. When Srimati Radhika, this ecstasy. Joy. Then what she does? Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. And gopis, then they tell. They sing like this. Meru Radha Ramana Giridhari
Giridhari Shama Ramavari.
Satisfied that you brought here, I came here and became very happy. I came in the abode of Lalita. You remembered me, Lalita, and Krishna and Srimati Radha. We are also happy to come.
And this is a hilly area, it is Uncha Gaon.
Uncha Gaon.
And we have come to this Uncha Gaon. Uncha Gaon, you know? That is Lalita place.
Hilly area.
On hill.
On the hill.
very, very auspicious place. Very merciful. Bhakti Acharya, Nitya Lila, Vishnu Vishnupad, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he is separated from this world. So, this is not a happy day, because we are separated from him and he left us and went. But he went to Golok Vrindavan to serve conjugal and to bestow mercy from there. So it is a happy day. The birthday and disappearance day, both are like same thing, very merciful to do. Jivas are sadhus, devotees. You know, you have heard so many things. I want to hear from devotees something, and then in the last I will speak about it. How he was glorious in all subjects. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mercy of all manifestations of Krishna and even the mercy of Krishna is included. Understand? The mercy of all the incarnations and the himself Krishna, all are included in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the similar way, you can understand the mercy of all acharyas, beginning from four acharyas, Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu, Swami, Nimbadi, all, and also all the acharyas like Sarv Damodar Raya, Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all, Vishwanatha, Bhakti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod, all are included in the mercy of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. He has given the same message what Rupa Goswami has given. He has given the same message what Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda has given. He has given the same philosophical Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma like Jiva Goswami. He was both, he was a very philosopher, question of philosophy, and also he was a Rashik poet. So he was an appreciated answer to the question. He has given almost all the things that any acharya in our line or for Vaishnava has given. He was well qualified in Vedanta. So much qualified in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Chaitanya. If you see in any angle of bhakti eye, oh, he will be seen pure, complete. He has so many arms. So many arms. Like, my Gurudev, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Goswami Maharaj, Pujyapad Van Maharaj, Pujyapad Tirtha Maharaj, Pujyapad
Nemi Maharaj,
Vaikhanas Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj,
Nemi Maharaj,
and Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He is youngest. Arm was what? He came to this western and eastern world.
Swami Maharaj.
How glorious. Very soon, this army preached over the whole world. Miracle. So, Srila Prabhupada, inspired in all his disciples, very strong this Krishna prem and knowledge, transcendental knowledge. Especially he was very strong in G. Goswami's all classes of theory, he was so learned in all the Sandarbh, six Sandarbh, Ansarbh Sampadi. At that time, when he was present, he was unparalleled preacher. So many Mayavadis, Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, Tapasvi came, but they were all defected themselves by only seeing the face of that Mahapurusha. They used to be defeated and to take shelter of that Mahapurusha. I think that it will be very good to, that devotees should also glorify, and I will hear and I will be very happy. So first of all, Govinda Bhakti Prabhu, he is trying so much from very morning to up to now, not joining any classes, only reading, seeing here and there. So first of all, he should be invited to speak about Srila Prabhupada. Anyone speaking? Come here. He is senior, so he will speak
last.
Last. All hearing well?
Yes. So
he has a loud voice.
Guru Maharaj, Gurudev has asked me to speak something on this auspicious occasion of the disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. So devotees will be speaking after me who are much more qualified and will be able to go very deeply into the moods of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. So here I'd like to just speak a bit on the life of Srila Prabhupada. So, as we all know, he appeared in Jagannath Puri, and it's explained that